All right, man, we'll go do this before we crack house.
Yeah! This one goes out to all my wizards!
Professor from Calarian Community College.
This is worldwide.
You can't beat me, so you wanna be me?
This is Bubby. Patreon account, donate a dollar,
go check out all of our social media, Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter,
the PM me, man, all them fucking pussy pics.
Yeah, it's all dick pics.
Fuck it, man, send the dick pics too, man.
Zerbos. Parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Parking lot.
Shit, you know why? Cause I'm the real deal. You can't beat me, so you wanna be me? Always the innovator.
Difficulties.
Hey, welcome to the Cardboard Crack House, where Biffo's not here because coronavirus. Fuck you, Danny.
God damn it, Danny. It's all your fault.
Fucking making the frogs gay.
God, fuck. God, fuck.
All right, guys, we're gonna talk about magic artists and how Watsy has fucked
another one.
Well, he kind of fucked himself. We're going to talk about Noah Bradley right now.
Yeah.
But there's also a bunch of other names that we're going to be bringing up later on in the episode, because Therese Nielsen's not the only one that got fucked over or put on the B or C or D squad. There's a bunch of other artists that have been
shifted away.
Yeah, so it's called artwork it's does nice not fit Watsy's agenda.
Agenda 21.
So let's pull up the shit here with Noah. You guys don't know who Noah Bradley is. He's a
newcomer.
Not really, dude. He's a prolific rapist. Not a rapist, but a prolific artist that has done a lot of artwork for the magic community. In the last 5 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, more recent than the rest.
Well, his artwork is
it's all over the place. And not like in artist style per se, but I mean, he's pretty well spread out over time.
Yeah, let me pull up Gatherer here.
I see M14, original Theros block, M13, but I think that's how you always start.
So, cards of well, noted cards that he did, Anger the Gods.
Yeah, that's top one for sure.
I mean, Approach the Second Sun.
I play that.
So he does beautiful landscapes. Okay. I love the landscapes that he's doing. Don't care about Baron Moors. Behold the Beyond from Innistrad.
Yeah, yeah. He did, let's see.
But the thing is, he did the Expedition for Breeding Pool.
He did the Expedition for Steamboats.
He did Cascading Cataracts. Cleansing Nova. He did Cloudstone Curio.
Yep. Original Temples, Epiphany, Mystery, and Plenty.
Let me see. Out of this one, let me see. My favorite artwork for him. Let me see if it's on here. That Godless Shrine is sexy as fuck. He did one of the Trilands, the Endotha Triome. Let me see. He did the new Ley Lines artwork. Ley Line of Sanctity, Ley Line of the Void.
He also did all of the legendary spells from Dominaria.
Yeah. In
Yawgmoth's Vile Offering, Urza's Ruinous Blast. What's the other ones here? Where'd it go?
He did all the Shocklands for Expedition.
Yeah, so he's done big work, big money items.
And he's done some temples. Temple of Epiphany,
yep.
Mystery, Plenty. I mean, the man's, he's got a big body of work, and he's done the online artwork for Modo for the Dual Lands.
Yeah. Notably, Volcanic Island.
Yeah, Volcanic Island. There's a couple of them, but let me bring up the statement that he brought that he decided to post up
to the Twitter.
Yeah, what he did was is on Twitter. He just now all of a sudden decided to. I don't know what happened because I don't know if he got. Well, I know he got caught, but. Was someone going to bring this out? So he would, you know, get in trouble. I mean, there we don't really know what was going on with it. So this was actually posted a couple days ago. What, Monday?
Yeah. That sounds about right.
So Noah goes, "I'm sorry. I was terrible to women. I preyed on them. I ceaselessly hit on them. I pursued them into sex. I got too drunk and did all manner of dumb things. Yes, I was one of those shitty, creepy sexual predators you hear about. I was fucking awful. I am deeply sorry for everything I did. I apologize for the selfish, cruel, insensitive way I acted. It's no way for anyone to act. I'm so sorry." For those of you that don't know about this, he would take suspecting new female magic artists that want to break into the business under his wing and prey on them to help them get the foot in the door. The whole casting couch, like it was in Hollywood or anything else. Casting couch. It's not what you do, it's who you blow to get in.
It's not what you do, it's who you do.
So he goes on with, "Women deserve better than selfish assholes like I was at those industry events." So that means he was doing these prospective new artists at GPs and Magic Fests.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going to see if I can find out. When we did the, what was the first GP Vegas I went to? And it was the Commander event. 17? It was 17?
Yeah.
I think he was there on the artist panel for 2017. Yeah, which means he was also at the special backstage event for the Commander release that weekend. So I can tell you, of all the names and faces of Magic higher up, we're shit faced drunk.
Yep. Because I remember when you would come out, he's all, dude, they're all fucking drunk back there. Everybody
was drunk. I didn't drink that much that weekend.
So what he put in there was, women deserve better than the selfish asshole at these events. Everyone there deserves respect. They should be professional environments that they should feel safe. I violated that time and time and again. So this guy's in a repeat habitual fucking offender.
Mm-hmm.
And you know for a fucking fact that Morrow and those guys see this shit at fucking backdoor events.
Yeah. Private company events.
He goes especially, on, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to everyone I hurt. I'm sorry to everyone I let down. I'm sorry to everyone. Here's the thing, man. So he comes out and he apologizes for what he did. It's not, I can't excuse the fact that he was a fucking douchebag. Okay. You want to be a creep, be a fucking creep. But there again, I'm sorry. What Magic fucking player that has never felt the velvet caress of fucking pussy lips on their junk?
It happens to everybody. It really
does.
They're
going to creep.
At some point in their life.
Because why? We see it on Twitter all the fucking time. These mm-hmm. guys that have never had a girlfriend in their entire life, they're going to go to the damsel in distress, and they're going to fucking protect the sweet damsel because they're hoping and praying that they're going to get some of that sweet, sweet poon, which the sweet, sweet poon goes to the asshole.
Always does. Every time. Every time.
Nice guys.
Always finish last.
So
always.
Noah Bradley had some great artwork.
Yeah, fantastic shit.
The problem
shit.
Is, Watsy cut him off. Watsy goes, you know what? Okay, we're done with Noah Bradley. We're not gonna fucking ask him to do any more artwork for us. But the problem is, we know that the sets are fucking done in
advance.
Two or three sets in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So we know this guy's got fucking paid already for the commissions that he's done for the new sets that are coming out.
Yep.
Watsy is not going to ban the cards that he's done.
No.
Watsy, to change the artwork, they've already stated they would not change the artwork because it would cost way too much money for them to do it.
Yeah, it would involve fucking,
I mean, you have to change everything on Moto. You gotta change everything on Arena. You gotta change. That means commissioning new artists to come in and do this. We're looking at 20 plus cards. So that's, if they want to diversify and, you know, get a couple of you know, transgender or black artists to come in and do the artwork, so be it, but they're not going to change it. They just got through printing Approach of the Second Sun in the cycling deck for Commander. So his artwork is already out there. All the Ikoria stuff, you just went looking through my minder.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of his shit in there, too.
Yep, that's for sure.
So they're not going to ban his stuff. But Therese Nielsen, they're going to, they don't want to use her shit no more, period. So after Zendikar Rising, or whatever the fuck the new set's going to be called, that's it. But with Noah Bradley, they can reprint his stuff a few more times before the fucking Magic community goes, we don't want his artwork no more.
And they're already calling for it, as is. Twitter has gone after
him. I haven't done anything with fucking Twitter the last few days, dude. I saw something. I saw that Lion posted up on there. I was like, ooh, Lion. Really? Then I went to Bradley's Twitter page, and I read the statement. I was like, oh, fuck. Okay. But there again, yeah, there are some girls that are coming out. Oh, yeah, yeah. He inappropriately did this.
Me too.
It's the hashtag Me Too movement. I don't sympathize with rapists and all that shit, because you know what? You do it once, man. You might do it again. It's a 50-50 shot. And if you do it again, you have a 25%. And, you know, next one's 12.5. And it's just to the point where you're just going to fucking rape anything and everything that moves.
Yeah.
So, obviously, his catalyst was alcohol.
Yeah. And that's why they're also calling, there's some in the community that were like, why is there alcohol at GPs? Why is there alcohol at these backdoor events? Because alcohol just brings out the worst in people, blah, blah, blah. And well, I'm like,
here's the thing. Everybody that's a professional at those events are, I'm sorry, usually over the age of 18.
Yeah. And that's
well
something
over
I
the
pointed
age of
out.
21. So they're usually drunk. I'm sorry. Some of the artists go out and have a few on lunch break in between fucking signing cards at fucking Vegas.
It's called unwinding. I mean,
you
shit.
Have 20,000 neckbeards going up to you. Oh, sure. Can you please paint this princess with me in armor? Yeah, okay. Here's my signature. And, you know, they're going to want to go and get fucking... They're going to want alcohol. Mm-hmm. It was just like when William Shatner fucking told the Trekkies, grow up. Get out of your mom's basement. It's a fucking TV show. What are you looking at, man?
I was actually trying to find, of all people's Wedge's response to this. Because he was one of those that had highlighted the whole, why is there alcohol at these events?
Well, in his defense, it will be painkillers. He would look like somebody that would be on heavy medication.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Back problems. You know he has to have some of that fucking... That sweet, sweet fucking... I don't know. What do they take for fucking back pain?
Norcos, yeah. To whatever else.
So...
He made the comment, we need to stop normalizing drinking at industry and community events. In the MTG community and out, every major industry party or gathering I've been to is anchored around alcohol. We need more safe options for these kinds of events. Honestly, I don't feel the same way. I really don't.
Safe options.
Alcohol is quite literally a pretty safe option versus other things that could
well,
have been
how
used.
About the fuckers that are smoking weed? Doing other drugs.
Yeah, let me bump a line of coke real quick in the bathroom real
fast. Yeah, I've seen that at Vegas.
Yeah, it's Vegas. That makes sense.
I mean, but, you know, okay. You can smoke some weed, get giggly.
Yeah.
You can get drunk and be belligerent.
Mm-hmm.
Or just take the edge off or whatnot. It's all in moderation.
Exactly.
But if it's free alcohol for artists...
It's gonna spiral.
Fucking alcohol.
Yeah, it's gonna fucking spiral. And even if it's not free alcohol for them, guess what? There's so many fucking fans there. You're gonna drink
them.
For free.
Yeah.
It's not hard. Hell, I know. I fell for it too.
He's sitting there. Wedge is trying to, safe environments. Safe GPs have not been safe fucking environments, dude.
No. There's many rampant problems with GPs. Theft.
Oh, number one.
Drugs. Theft. Like, these are all common things. And we really focus our eyes at when it comes to Vegas. And Vegas, quite honestly, it encourages a drug and alcohol environment. It's Vegas.
We go to Vegas to
specifically.
Unwind.
Yes.
Have some drinks. hang out with homies, hang out with our buddies, enjoy the fucking magic experience, and do other things.
Yeah, exactly.
We go to the GPs to meet up, not to just fucking sit there, and that's going to be my entire fucking life.
And the only other thing I brought up in that, and I'm surprised 3 days later, no one ever actually responded to it, drinking is a social norm in many cultures. And it's very common, and it's expected. Look at the Japanese culture. You turn down a drink, good luck having a job the next day.
You can go into a fucking Reddit or anybody and go, who here does D&D? Drinking and drafting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Everybody will say that.
Yep.
They've done drinking and drafting.
Yeah.
Okay?
You see it at our LGS all the time.
So, well, what about if you have a cube? You got a bunch of your buddies to come over to the house. You're going to be drinking. You go and play D&D. You're going to have wine, some type of fucking spirit, or beer.
Yeah.
At those events. Because I'm sorry, when we used to run our D&D campaigns, oh shit, we made sure we went to the store. Everyone got their alcohol that they wanted to drink. You know, a lot of smoked pipes. So we'd sit there, fucking go to the fucking store and get cherry tobacco or chocolate fucking, and mix the two and get some of that stuff with a little bit of sage in there. Man, fucking was phenomenal.
Miss cherry tobacco. Really do.
So that's, we would do that. And we encouraged that. And there was kids that were 16 that their mom and dad would let them come over. We didn't let them smoke cigars or fucking anything like that. But we were in an environment for 7 to 8 hours of straight D&D play.
Saving but fucking grace.
You don't see Morrow monitoring anybody at the fucking events going, hey, you're drinking too much.
No. I honestly wish in the Noah Bradley statement, because he mentions people have called him out.
Yeah, who?
I would love to know who. I wish he had gone into that, said that or
his,
others.
It was his peers. And okay, so did RK Post call him out?
I mean, RK Post is one of those, and I'm like, I expect him to be a drinker, but I don't remember ever seeing him drink at all.
No. Got a lot of tattoos. He's a pervert. I know that.
Well, yeah, look at his drawings. look at his custom tokens. I mean, come on.
But, you know, that is what it is. But that'll segue into our next thing. So, we know Noah Bradley has now been kicked to the curb by Watsy. A week before that, Watsy severed all ties with Therese Nielsen.
Officially.
They put out the statement that she is no longer going to be gracing us with any of her beautiful artwork.
Damn shame, too.
We do have some reprints coming up in the next couple of sets, but after that,
there will be nothing.
There's also talks that they want to ban her fucking cards. So you want to ban Force of Will?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want to ban Rustic Studies? Hannah, Ship Navigator. You want to ban a lot of shit. And I mean, this is a chance for, Sheldon to jump on the bandwagon and go, you know what? We can clean up fucking Commander. We can get rid of all these troublesome cards that just make it convoluted and everything fucking go down. So, I mean, it takes care of a lot of blue stuff. Rustic Studies, fucking Force of Will.
Yeah, a lot of blue shit just goes right out the door.
So,
but does it inhibit blue by a mass ban like that to really bring it down a notch? All I see is a bunch of people losing out on money.
No, because I will gladly buy their cards for fucking pennies on the dollar.
I mean, true.
But sorry. The problem is people they already did the bannings for the Spicy Seven.
Yeah, where's the rest of those coming? We're still waiting on that.
But the pricing for all those cards banned, everyone goes, oh, the prices are going to tank. No, motherfucker. Now the supply and the demand is going to fucking double. People are going to want that card more because it's fucking banned. Because it's something that you cannot fucking have in Magic.
Yeah. They literally put an allure on these cards, and now their prices so are going
ban,
up.
Let them ban Fact or Fiction. Let them ban Force of Will.
Yeah, very true.
I will gladly take all those artworks because if people don't want them, Guru Lands? Oh, you want to ban Guru Lands because they have the artwork on there? Go right ahead. I'll buy them for next to nothing.
Yeah. I would love some banning gurus.
Her now has made those cards double in price.
Yeah. And then there were still the talks of out of the Dirty Seven banning of those artists and their cards also.
Yeah.
Which a lot of them no real correlation to anything.
Well, here's the thing. You guys want to ban cards because of the artist. Okay. So, you want to ban those cards that the artist drew. You want to ban the artist now. The almighty Christopher Rush that has done the most iconic card in Magic's history needs to be banned. Going off of what you guys are saying. They need to ban him and every card that he has ever done.
Yeah.
So you know what that means, right? Mm. All those lands, that Lotus, no longer.
God, what is the price going to jump to on that?
They will never do it.
Yeah. And I'm happy the old school community isn't doing it.
Yeah.
I'm very happy they're not.
You know, Mark Tenen.
Marky D.
Will be banned. And he has the new artwork for Sol Ring.
He has the original. He has the newest. But the basic one in between was not his.
Yeah. And the one that's not the Expedition, but the...
was it Masterpiece?
Masterpiece, yeah.
There we go. Yeah, so there's two that they'll still reprint because they always do anyway.
But there again, they're not going to ban him.
I hope not.
But let's get on with some names that they... WotC has now moved to the B Squad or C Squad. I was bringing up Ed Bear Jr.
Yeah, and see, that was a name that I didn't recognize.
From the old school community. He did the original Dragon Cycle in Legends.
I think it was, what, 4 out of 5?
Yeah.
I believe.
So... He's done some notable cards back in the day.
Yeah.
And he doesn't fly to the far left as most Magic artists do.
He's
had some problems with WotC in the past. Namely, their original art director that they had back in the day.
Yeah, and this was back in 05, I believe it was, when they let him... They knocked him down a rung?
Yeah, they when they fucking decided not to have him no more.
And I mean, like, that's a name that I did not recognize to save my life. I had to look up what cards he's done, and I'm like, oh, wow, I've sat across the table from some of these. Kind of random, but...
So, he's done 107 cards in Magic's history. We're talking from 93... to 2003. So, cards of note. Let's see here. He did Arcades, the original artwork for one of the Elder Dragons. Avalanche Riders. He did Bird of Paradise for 8th edition.
Oh, so the
Swallow.
The $200 foil.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he did Chromium. His art style doesn't fit. That was one of the reasons why WotC doesn't use him, because his art style does not fit their present look.
Yeah. That was what they said at the time.
But there again, they bring out for Ikoria the comic book art, right? Alternate showcase comic book art.
Mm-hmm.
His artwork falls under that category. So why didn't he get asked to do anything for it? Hell, he did Ground Seal.
He did the 9th edition Battle of Wits.
Yeah. The man has done a lot of artwork. A lot of stuff. He did Mind's Eye for Mirrodin Block. I still love his Elder Dragons. I love his Elder Dragons. I love his old school artwork.
I think the one that got him most in trouble in the end, not really his fault, but Fascist art director.
Because he was having problems with the art director at the time, and that's the reason why he is no longer drawing anything for WotC. It still falls under the category with like Rebecca Gay and a few of the other artists, the Foglios, or is that right? I don't know what the fuck the last name is, but they're not using any of those artists because their artwork doesn't fit the present day theme. What does the artwork have to do?
I feel like Shield Breaker.
That was the most shittiest artwork I've ever seen on a Magic card in 25 fucking years.
Okay.
And I remember cracking packs of Fallen Empire going, why is there three different artworks for each card? And some of those were fucking dumb.
Yeah.
I would take those over Elbreath fucking Shieldbreaker.
Embreath fucking Shield.
Fucking nasty ass artwork, okay? But yet, they gave this guy a showcase card.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
How is his art style on par with fucking the artwork that they have? Compared to Noah Bradley? The dude's a fucking kindergartner. I don't know, man. Oh no, parking lot. You've been quiet with this whole episode, man.
I there's just so much mentality behind this. I'm just like,
well, you know,
they're going after artists.
I'm gonna tell you right now. WotC's in a world of shit right now.
Yeah.
Dungeons and Dragons has been hit by the SJWs now for not being racially equal. On Amazon.
I'm surprised.
On Amazon, 2-for-1 sale on books, half price books, because they're not selling them anymore. Because now people are fucking, the SJW world is now hitting D&D that it's not inclusive.
See, when it comes to D&D, I feel like that's not the fault of WotC. That's a fault of the players. The inclusivity of that is you creating your character.
Their player handbook does not have...
what, black prominent characters or whatever?
You can make a black character.
Yeah, that's half the fucking
game. You can do whatever character you want. Trans, gay, whatever. It doesn't matter. But it doesn't specify that in the rules. When does present day, modern day shit have to be in a fantasy setting?
And see, that's what I've been saying to this. Like, my response, seeing all this bullshit on Twitter, and I'm like, why does real world bullshit have to come into play when it comes to a fantasy game? Why do I care about the background of the artist?
Here's the thing. We
to appreciate the art.
We know in the new fucking D&D, you can play a dragonkin, a dragonborn, a dragon character.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? A dragon character. But they're pissed off because they don't have a transgender option in the rules to be non-binary, pansexual, whatever.
So because they don't have an NPC in the game that is a non-binary transgender, or
any of the stories have one. You know, what next? I'm expecting them to go after R.A. Salvatore, one of my favorite fucking authors for Forgotten Realms for D&D. Okay? If you guys have ever played any of the fucking things, you know who Driss Druden is. You know who fucking Mithril Hall, the whole fucking storyline. They've done like 16 fucking books and spinoff books from this. The Drow have now become a staple in Dungeons & Dragons history and lore. Back in the day, they were just dark elves that lived under fucking ground. Not that much was known about them until R.A. Salvatore started writing books for...
about the Drow.
TSR, before WotC fucking bought him out for TSR, and came out with this character and this fucking storyline, and now they're in everything. They're androgynous, okay? They swing both ways.
Mm-hmm.
They said it. They swing both ways. They can go after men and women. They're fairies or fucking fae or whatever, because they're elven. They can do whatever the fuck they want. But people are getting pissed off because they don't have it in the rule books that you can specify, hey, you can create this character now. I want to make a dwarven bear.
The sad thing is that every time I play D&D or a random ass, you know, variant of D&D, I've stuck to a very similar character based in two races. Satyrs or gnomes.
If I play D&D, my personal character of choice, my race of choice is a dwarf.
Dwarf. Yeah, so I'd follow along that.
I'll play a dwarf cleric. Mm-hmm. Or a dwarf fighter.
See, one variant, a couple of different variants. It was alchemist.
I went on the old school thing because R.A. Salvatore came up with a book idea that there was a dwarven ranger. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. Never fucking thought about a dwarven fucking ranger. Dwarves live in the fucking mountains. They live in fucking underground. Now they want to live in the forest? Well, yeah, I gotta create one because I based a character off of the character in his book.
Okay.
But it still had all the racial fucking penalties of being a dwarf. Okay. Yeah, you got great strength, but your fucking dexterity sucks cock.
So with my alchemist,
fucking charisma, bro.
There was one variant of the game where I was playing an alchemist satyr. Satyrs have a trait where they cannot get drunk, but I had a low will. My problem in life was that I want to get drunk.
Yep.
All of my potions and abilities were based around alcohol. My usual moveset involved cocktail Molotovs. There we go.
Molotov cocktails.
Molotov cocktails.
Molotov cocktails.
Yes. Literally, chuck a thing, it goes boom.
Yep.
That was my character. And I'd go to every bar I can find, bet people that I'll outlast them on the table, and drink and drink and drink until they pass out, steal their money, and leave. That was my character. And I base my characters amongst the same theme.
Yeah.
Because I think it's fucking hilarious.
Well, now in the new D&D rules, you can have a dwarf be anything. Rogues, fucking rangers. Back in second edition, it was unheard of.
Yeah.
But, just like I said, SJWs now are trying to fucking... they're trying to boycott fucking Dungeons & Dragons. Which, you know what? We've already seen them touch Star Wars.
Yeah.
Okay. With the whole Mary Sue, you know, what's her name? Rey. And how I forgot what character was gay. Oh, pansexual. Lando Calrissian is pansexual.
Okay. Whatever.
Whatever, man. It, to me, that's Billy Dee Williams, man. That's Colt 45.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't change much.
It doesn't. Why do you have to change something in a movie or a story or a game mechanics or something like that? It's fantasy. That's the word, fantasy.
Yeah.
Fantasy means anything and everything. It doesn't have to incorporate their views or their views. It just has to be fucking fantasy.
And in fantasy realms, it's there to
be entertaining for individuals.
Yeah.
How is looking at Caller of the Conclave by Therese Nielsen gonna piss somebody off? That artwork right there is gorgeous.
Yeah, it really is. But why do you? Yeah, why does he have to jump from? Oh, this artist is a what's turf. The turf? But okay, I guess.
All right, guys, we got a Patreon. We got $1 and $5 tiers, man. For as little dollar, we get to add you to the DGen chat. Actually, I think I got somebody. I gotta do a shout out for.
Do we got someone new?
Yeah, I think so.
We got new blood?
See, yes, we do. We like to welcome Justin D's.
Justin D's nuts.
To the DGN Nation.
Welcome to the docs.
I sent you a message on through email. I need to know what your name's gonna be so we can add you to the group so you can get in there and. Taking all the beauties that we put in. We're also on Instagram. We're also on Facebook. Parking lot's on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. Hey, I'm struggling.
When are you gonna get to 40, man? 40's your next.
40's my next goal. I'm stuck at, I believe, 34 now. 35 now.
You just need 5 more people, bro.
Just 5 more. It's not that hard, guys.
So for you, the guys that listen to us, man, go and add parking lot. On Twitter, man. Just to get him up to 40.
35. I hit 35.
So, slowly but surely, bro. Because you just got to set yourself a goal. You hit 40. You know what?
Going for 50.
I want 80 now. I want to get hit. I want to fucking hit 80. Because once you hit 80, it's like, you know what? I want 160.
Mm-hmm. Right now, let's go for the 40. You know, and then it'll be 45. Celebrate. The Colt 45.
Exactly. With a picture of Billy Dee Williams.
Once that happens, there'll be a picture of Billy Dee Williams. No text. And if anybody gets it, good on you.
Yeah, he's going to put that as his fucking, his actual picture. 45. Just a 45 on that thing. All right, guys. This is Ogre.
Parking lot.
And we'll see you
later.